East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Newswatch is brought to you by Wimpy at Engine. Wherever your route or ride, stop at a Wimpy at Engine.
A police officer and a man believed to be an arms dealer are behind bars after being caught at a roadblock in a vehicle allegedly loaded with firearms and ammunition. They were arrested during an operation at the Marion Hill Toll Plaza today as thousands took to the roads to return to work. KZN Transport MEC Siboniso Duma says the suspects could not account for the firearms found in their possession or the more than 800 rounds of ammunition. Duma says the vehicle they were travelling in has also been impounded after it was found to be illegally fitted with security lights.
And some of them could not account in terms of the permit, because if you're a dealer, if you're a lawless man, you must also do it. Gunsmith, you must also do it the same. But they've been charged already, and we are going to follow that process. Their vehicles, it's got a lot of lights. The lights that are not supposed to, because...
Duma says a number of motorists were also arrested during the operation for driving under the influence of alcohol, including a taxi driver who was transporting a full load of passengers. And tourism officials say the province has produced mixed results this festive season. Fidasa's Brett Tange says high-end hotels thrived, but mid-range and budget venues lagged, failing to match last year's performance. He says rising economic pressures on the middle class forced shorter stays and lighter spending, shrinking the 2025 festive season to just Christmas and New Year.
Durban generally was about the same as last year. The superstar this season was the Natal South Coast, with 25 to 30% increase in occupancy. So that's absolutely good to see the South Coast rebounding very strongly. Drakensberg was very flat, unfortunately. We didn't see any growth in the Drakensberg region. And to the Lower Richards Bay as well, they didn't have a very good season. Natal South Coast seemed to have had a good season, but not much growth. Bit of a mixed bag outcome. But in terms of generally, there was very few issues over the holidays, which is great.
On the international front, Russian officials have confirmed that three members of a family, including a child, were injured in a rare polar bear attack in Siberia today. Experts warn that shrinking sea ice from global warming is driving polar bears closer to human settlements in search of food. And finally, by this time next week, the class of 2025 will be just hours away from finding out how they did in their final exams. The National Senior Certificate results will be released next week, Tuesday. Some KZN matrics have told us the wait for the exam results has kept them anxious. Rebecca Major is from Redham House, Umhlanga.
The hardest part of the waiting period is the uncertainty of how the exams went. I'm not putting any extra pressure on my results because I can't change any of that now. I'm just keeping an open mind for however they turn out.
Siddhar Dhanraj from Northwood School says he's feeling very anxious.
Keeping busy and finding new hobbies with all of this free time is really helping in terms of distracting me. I'm really hoping the marks are better than what I think they're going to be for some papers. Grade 12 taught me how much of stress I can take before I can break.
The basic education departments advised matrics to prioritize their mental health ahead of the release of their results. Durban, a high of 32 tomorrow. Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay, 35. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Pretoria Capitals have won the toss and will bat first against the Sunrisers Eastern Cape in the Betway SA20. Ronan Williams knows Bafana Bafana need to make big improvements ahead of the World Cup. And Orlando Pirates confirm the signing of Kiwi Andre de Jong from Stellenbosch.